You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I live in a part of the country where this gas crunch is really severe, the Southeast. And I got to see it in action yesterday. There hasn't been any issue in Colorado, though, right?
Nothing so far.
Yeah, this is a Southeast thing more than anything.
We got a lot of gas
stuff.
I filled up my truck the other day, and I pulled it out and just squirted some on the ground. We had so much.
Shut up.
Overflowing.
So I was down to a quarter of a tank, and I knew I had to make an airport run last night. I'm like, well, I have no choice. I mean, I got to do something. So I drove past two gas stations that were all out, and that's when your brain starts working, and you're like, man, this is like the old days of the oil embargoes of the 70s when there were lines and you could only fuel up on certain days depending on what number your license plate ended in and
scary
all of that stuff. So I called a Kroger store. That's the parent company of King Soopers. And I called a Kroger, which there's a bunch of those around where I live. They have their fuel centers, which I often use. And I called one. I thought, because I started doing this little mind calculation, Jeremy. I'm like, okay, it's 15 minutes to the Kroger. Mm-hmm. That's 15 minutes there, 15 minutes back. I'm down to a quarter of a tank, and I still have to get out to the airport, which is not close. And I'm starting to do all of that stuff. Do I drive there under the possibility that I'll be able to get fuel, mm-hmm. but I might not? Start doing all that, so I called them. I got customer service at the store, and I said, just wanting to know what your fuel situation is. And she goes, honey, the truck was here about an hour ago. She goes, and the lines right now are about an hour.
Dang.
And so I started doing the calculations again. I'm like, do I do it? And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to do
better,
it.
I've
got a great audiobook I'm listening to right now. I love it. So I'm like, okay, so I'm going to go. And when I got there, a couple of things I'll tell you. It was not an hour, and it ended up, I was in line about 15 minutes.
Okay.
They had two employees out. You know how these, like, fuel centers at the grocery stores are separated from the building, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had a couple of employees out there at the two main entries to the fuel area, kind of regulating the traffic.
That's good.
And people, for the most part, seemed to be well-behaved. While I was in line, I would watch people pull up with their gigantic SUVs and fill them up. And then what I didn't think was too cool, they then opened up the back and they're pulling out like three big gas cans, big portable containers, and they start filling those up. And I'm like, well, that's not really cool, dude. I mean,
just in case.
I know, but you've got people lining up who are probably on fumes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just filling up gas cans. It's like, this is why we have these problems, is because of this panic buying. The guy who was regulating the line I was in, I'm sure he had to go pee, because he finally took off and went towards the store. And I was like, I'll bet he needed a bathroom break. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when he's not there to kind of, ride shotgun over everything. And at that time, I was about the fourth or fifth one back in line, and I watched some cars nose up, and it looked like they were going to try to sneak their way into line, but people were having none of it, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, once you got in line, people just were bumper to bumper to make sure nobody snuck in. I heard about fights around various parts of the country in gas lines yesterday. There were fist fights that were going on. Yeah, so between the people who are, like, filling up their, not only their car, but then pulling out gas tanks or gas cans to fill up, I'm like, that's not cool. The people who are trying to nose their way into line, I was like,
that's
this is what
cool.
happens when America panics over things,
Yeah.
They've had to put out a warning. They've had to put out warnings because people were bringing giant, hefty plastic bags, and they were trying to fill up their hefty bags.
I saw that warning this morning coming out from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, that those wackadoos warning people not to fill up plastic bags with gas. Multiple videos of that surfacing now on the internet.
Yeah.
One woman had like 10 bags in the back of her trunk filled with gas. And that gasoline's just going to eat through the plastic, and then it's going to be all over your car.
I mean, that could go up like
you could go up in flames. She's probably going home and parking it in her garage, you know?
Or parking it out in the sun somewhere.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know. You see some good sides of humankind, you know, with the people out there, you know, taking the time, standing there in the rain yesterday, mm-hmm. directing traffic. Then you see the people who are trying to cut in line. I mean, you see the good and the bad.
Sure.
And it's just because people panic. If we run out of toilet paper, what do Americans do? They panic. If we're low on gasoline, they panic.
Yeah.
And it becomes that mentality of, I've got to get mine and screw everybody else.
It becomes a survival kicks in, right?
And so. I couldn't talk too much because I was in line.
I wish you'd gone a couple days ago. Off the air, I told Dom, I was like, you better go get some gas, dude. And Dom's like, nah, I drive a hybrid. I got half a tank. I'm fine. I drive a hybrid.
Yeah. I think I was counting on people not freaking out. And that
I just started dragging on and on and on. And I mean, apparently they got it back up last night, but it's going to take a good week or two to resupply everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I got 500 miles range on my vehicle right now, so I'm good.
You're good for a while.
But yeah, it was crazy to watch. And like I said, I'm an old guy, so I remember the times in the past when there was gas rationing in the United States. And we've been fortunate. We've gone 40 years or whatever without having to worry about that. And so people are kind of spoiled. They have no concept. At least half or more than half of Americans are not old enough to remember the last time that happened. So they have no memory of it.
None. I don't. Like, yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Just every day, if you want gas, it's there and you can go get it.
That's right. Scary stuff.
So it's kind of crazy.
All right. Well, I'm glad you got gas. You're good to go. Road trip.
No.